Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's coming up on 850 and 69 degrees. Our temperature on Friends Plaza in Urbana should be sunny with a high of 79 today, says meteorologist Jay Searles. Time now on Morning Edition for the pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Monday afternoon, USDA reported corn ratings slipped 3 percentage points from the previous week to 68% good to excellent. A year ago, corn was rated 62% good to excellent. Soybean ratings came in at 64% good to excellent. That's 3 percentage points lower than last week and 58% last year. USDA also reported winter wheat harvested at 65%. Spring wheat ratings fell 5% this week to 52% good to excellent compared to last year's 81%. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Early cash calls for hog prices today are steady to weak, but there is a good deal of uncertainty about packer demand coming off the Independence Day holiday. Terminals are called mostly steady, tops from $46 to $51. Peoria called steady with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, July 3rd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 3,755. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67 to $72.50. The weighted average, $70.85, a loss of 19 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.80 to $57, the weighted average $52.92. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,231. The base price range was $62.50 to $73.50. The weighted average $68.61, a loss of $1.28 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50 to $54.09, and the weighted average was $51.30.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. And Jay, I've got to tell you, traders are closely watching the charts today as we're going into the key pollination stage for corn, and the midday forecast may be one of the most important for the trade this week.
Starting out the morning hours here, the temperatures have cooled off, of course, across the region. And we picked up quite a bit of rain in some places across the region. From the central corn belt, it looks like 1 to 3 inches was common in about 70% of the area, actually. In northwestern and west central Missouri, 1 to 2 inches totals for northeastern Kansas, which was good news for them. And around Carroll, Iowa, an area near Bloomington, Illinois as well, across central Illinois, picked up about 2 inches of rain. And some places, even in east central Illinois, picked up 2 to 3 inches of rain from the heavier downpours. Most of us, about a half inch to an inch, was more common. Most of the area reported a few hundredths of an inch to 75 hundredths of an inch just off to our east into Indiana. Highest temperatures the past 2 days were in the 80s and 90s to the south, with an extreme of 95 to 98 common from Kansas to southern Indiana and western Kentucky. We have had a cool front and a cool air invasion move in, which will give us some relief from any heat stress that will be taking place over the next few days, but that's going to gradually build back in as we get into the end of the weekend and into next week. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to be mainly in the grain and oilseed producing areas to the Midwest during the next 2 days, generally to the south and out to the west. However, much of the rain will be light, highly variable, and infrequent, limiting the potential to net increase in soil moisture. Much of the region will likely experience some net drying, which is not that unusual for this time of year. However, with the soil moisture already ebbing low, the parts of the western and corn belt, the environment does raise the potential for some increasing crop stress in at least a few areas. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s today. Thursday will conserve some of the soil moisture, as we were mentioning, but by the end of the week, it is going to start to move back into the 90s over the weekend, especially in the westernmost Corn Belt. And the warmest areas may end up being in the northwest Corn Belt, where dryness will be most persistent. A couple of extreme highs near 100 or more may be possible in west part of Missouri during the first half of next week. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Season will be warm to hot conditions will continue to into the second week of the two-week forecast. Highs in the middle 80s to lower to middle 90s should be common across much of the Midwest over the next couple of weeks, with some hotter readings. Extremes to around 100 will continue in the far western Corn Belt as well. So there will be some heat stress out there. It's just a matter of if we can see some of the thunderstorm activity continue to bring much-needed moisture to the region. As far as the southeastern U.S. goes, it looks like things continue to be a little bit on the dry side, but more thunderstorms moving in there to bring some relief from the heat stress they've been experiencing, especially over Florida over the next couple of weeks. Looks like things will be getting much wetter down there. That's a look at the agricultural forecast. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the overnights from Tuesday evening, it looked like this. Kansas City July wheat opened at 503.5, up a half last trade, up a half. September, 519.25, up 1.5, last trade up 1. December, 530, up 1.25, last trade down 2. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 385.25, up 1, last trade down 1.75. September, 405.25, up 1.25, last trade unchanged. December, 425.5, up 4.5, last trade unchanged. March, 438, down a half, last trade up a quarter. July corn opened at 246, up 2.75, last trade down 3/4. September, 257, up 3.5, last trade unchanged. December, 272, up 3.5, last trade unchanged. March, 281, up 1.25, last trade down 3/4. May, 287.5, down a quarter, last trade down a quarter. July, 298, up 1.25, last trade down 2.75. September, $3, down 1, last trade unchanged. July beans opened at 603.25, up 1.75, last trade down 3.5. August, 613, up 4.5, last trade down 3.25. September, 619, up 3.25, last trade down 4. November, 636, up 6.75, last trade down 2.5. January, 643, up 4.5, last trade down 1.75. May, 650, up 1, last trade up 2. July soybean meal opened at 176.80, up 120, last trade down 90. July soybean oil didn't trade. The August contract opened at 26.45, up 12, last trade down 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it was a promising start if you were a hedger yesterday evening at the overnights, but it sure didn't end up that way. What do you think will happen this morning?
Yeah, it really didn't. In all honesty, when I looked at the opening last night, I was really surprised to see things open as much higher as they did. But admittedly, I was guilty of being influenced a lot by the local rains we got here. Because as we all know now, I mean, those were fairly locally centered, and it just wasn't really widespread at all. But I thought last night's weakness was definitely a good sign of weakness. The calls this morning are, I'd say, probably steady to a penny lower in corn and wheat, and beans looking to be probably two or three lower, something along those lines.
One day bump to the downside or something more?
I think not. I think the burden of proof here, if you will, is kind of falling onto the bulls. I mean, they better have something come along here pretty quick to indicate a little bigger problem than what we're seeing so far, if they're going to regain any kind of upward momentum at all, in my opinion. I mean, sure, the crop conditions dropped a little bit on Monday afternoon's report, but I think it's really interesting. I feel like the trade's impression right now is that Iowa and Minnesota are a couple of the worst states, and that Illinois is better. Maybe I'm wrong in that perception, but that's been my perception, and I felt it was kind of commonly felt that way. But when you look at these crop condition reports, I mean, heck, Iowa is 77% good to excellent in corn, and Illinois is 70%. So, I mean, according to those stats, Iowa is doing a lot better than Illinois and presumably would be able to weather, you know, some continued dryness a little bit better. As good as Illinois looks for the most part, I think that's a pretty bearish revelation, really.
So you don't think that December corn, for example, in the near term, say the next week to 10 days, given normal weather, will get a 62% retracement?
I don't think so, no. I mean, normal weather is, I guess it depends how you define that, but it looks like the temps are moderating here, and I think that's more important to the trade's eye right now than precip. And as long as the temps are moderate, I think these corn's going to have a real hard time moving up much more at all.
What did you think about the fact that, and I'm talking soybeans now, that there was no blooming yet going on over in Indiana?
Yeah, a little surprising, I guess, at the speed of development here. But, again, I don't know. Beans, they're certainly being stubborn in terms of maintaining a risk premium given the world fundamentals as we know them. But regardless, even though by far the most critical weather for beans is in August, I don't see anything threatening right now. And sure, in spite of the fact you got a little lateness going on there, I don't think it's cause for alarm. And I don't think the market will see it that way.
Very few seconds left. Just your calls over at the Merck.
Boy, it looks just really kind of steady mixed. If you ask me, I think hogs might be 10 or 20 lower, but cattle sounds like it's kind of mixed.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.